full of horrific history, information, and traditions, as well as chilling poems and stories. And now, the weirdo you've been waiting for, the Halloween Haunter!
A previous edition of the Halloween Haunt examined the seminal horror film Halloween. This time we will explore a film that celebrates its 25th anniversary in 2009, A Nightmare on Elm Street. Although it's now associated with the holiday Halloween, it was actually released about a week later, on November 8th, 2004. The film was written and directed by Wes Craven, and stars Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger. Freddy, that's such a friendly name, isn't it? The story goes that in bucolic Springwood, Ohio, a group of teenagers start having nightmares. The first we see dreams of a maniac with metal claws stalking her through a dark boiler room, catching her and slicing her dress. Of course, she wakes up to find similar slices on her nightgown. This goes on with others, and then one is murdered in her sleep, meaning in her dream and in real life. Conveniently, her boyfriend sees it happen. It's very grisly, and he's the police's prime suspect. There's a lot of interplay between the dream world and the waking world, and the kids have more and more trouble sleeping as they're picked off. I won't go into who Mr. Krueger is, or was, in case you haven't yet seen the movie, but there were reasons he showed up in the house he first did, and let's just say things don't go well. Unless you're Freddy Krueger, of course. Wes Craven has said that an inspiration came from a series of articles in the newspaper about refugees from Southeast Asia who escaped to America and died in the middle of nightmares. There were a few stories that were very similar, but no reporter ever connected the dots and noted a relationship. He was also influenced by some Eastern religions, which deal with the idea of what reality really is. There are many theories about Freddy Krueger's name, including a Canadian serial killer who changed his name to David Michael Krueger 25 years after he was convicted of murdering his children, and 2 years before the release of the movie. Mr. Craven says it was the name of a nasty child who bullied him when he was young. Wes Craven wrote the film after finishing production on Swamp Thing, which he also wrote and directed, and shopped it around to studios. Interestingly, the first one to be interested was Walt Disney Studios, which wanted him to tone it down for the kids and tween audience. Sort of a pre-Goosebumps kind of thing. He declined, moved on, and eventually wound up at New Line Cinema, which was so new that Nightmare was the first film they actually made. They used over 500 gallons of fake blood. Ooh, that could fill a swimming pool. I like that in the summer. Freddy's claws were supposedly inspired by Mr. Craven's cat. Nightmare was a low-budget slasher film, about $1.8 million, which it almost made back opening weekend. It ended up grossing $25.5 million, and the whole 8-film series is one of the top grossing horror franchises. It was also, a bit surprisingly to me, pretty well received by critics. Besides the films, there were many novels outside the adaptations, and comics, and a TV show, which was mostly just hosted by Mr. Krueger. There was also a reality show that was developed by CBS, where Freddy would make people face their personal nightmares. It didn't make it, but that would have been fun. By the way, the ending was supposed to be happier, with the girl killing Freddy by ceasing to believe in him. but the studio head wanted to twist it up. He won, and that's part of the reason Wes Craven wasn't involved in the sequel, Freddy's Revenge. He did return for the third, and a weird, what's really real sequel later in the series in 1994. Also, by the way, A Nightmare on Elm Street was the big screen debut of Johnny Depp, who seems more like a John Depp to me these days. I always thought Freddy Krueger would be a fun guy to hang around a graveyard with, but I wouldn't want him to live next door. He has a kind of Kramer from Seinfeld quality to him. Who lives in your nightmare? Please share on Twitter, on Facebook, and at HalloweenHaunt.wordpress.com.